The White House is calling for Pakistan to get back on its path to democracy after Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, suspended the country's constitution over the weekend. News analyst Daniel Shore says Pakistan is only the latest example of a flawed philosophy.
President Bush's most cherished precept, that spreading democracy spreads stability, is going down in flames in the Middle East. Pakistan's President Musharraf, beset and beleaguered by Islamic extremists, has declared an emergency. Those tokens of democracy, the parliament and the Supreme Court, are under siege. Thousands of critics of his authoritarian rule have been arrested without warrants or charges, and that core of democracy, the election, may be postponed to the indefinite future. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says that the $150 million a month in American aid is being reviewed. But that is a charade. Having enlisted Musharraf in the war on terror, the Bush administration has no other viable options. There are other setbacks on the democracy stability front in the Middle East. Turkey, a model of democracy, is threatening armed incursion into northern Iraq to root out the Kurdish guerrillas seeking an independent Kurdistan. That could destabilize the elected government of Iraq. In Lebanon, another once promising democracy, running for president is almost tantamount to running for assassination by Syria's henchmen. And in the Israeli-Palestinian area, Secretary Rice is fighting an uphill battle to stitch together a peace conference in Annapolis later this month or maybe next. A self-selected international crisis group, including Zbigniew Brzezinski, Lee Hamilton, and Brent Scowcroft, has warned that failure of this peace effort risks devastating consequences. What seems clear is that the Annapolis conference, if it happens, will be the start of a process, not its culmination. That both the Israeli and Palestinian authorities result from democratic elections does not assure a successful outcome. We are a long way from Cold War days when hawkish Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick was willing to deal with moderately repressive autocratic governments as long as they were anti-communist. Now it may be that the Bush administration will deal with repressive regimes as long as they are anti-terrorist. This is Daniel Shore.